responsibly.
The Sports Addict Radio Network proudly presents The Jerry Miller Show.
I totally don't know what that means, but I want it.
Opinions and information for the Wahoo and Hokie Nations.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
You can reach the program by calling 866-356-ESPN.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Or you can email the show at jerry@cvasports.com.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now, here's your host, Jerry Miller.
Show me the money!
Guys, the first hour was absolutely bleeding with Virginia Tech football chatter and the Hokie Hotline guys that had Frank Beamer saying it was Tyrod Taylor who has a glitch or hitch in his delivery and not necessarily, guys, the offensive play calling. Warrior AG chimed in at hour one and said that's Beamer taking heat off Steinspring or at least trying to. Welcome to the Jerry Miller Show. I'm Jerry Miller. Chris Coleman will join us momentarily. TechSideline.com, a man with a big, beautiful brain. Before we get to CC, let's welcome Flippa. Flippa, let me put you on the clock for 30 seconds because I want to get to Chris Coleman. But before we get to CC, Flipper, the show is yours.
Hey, Jerry, just wanted to say real quick that, a lot of what your calls were today is stuff I've been saying all along. I think the offensive line is just horrible. They were supposed to be the base of our offense this year, and those guys are absolutely horrible. I don't know what's going on there. And my buddies and I, we still agree, Steinspring's got to go. If he's not going to go, we're going to get rid of our season tickets.
Flipper, let me throw this question to you. Do you have a question at all for Chris Coleman? Thank you for your perspective. Any questions for CC?
Well, I'd like to know what he thinks. Does he think Steinspring's going to stay after the season, or is he gone?
Good question. Thank you very much, Flipper, for your perspective. We welcome Chris Coleman, a smart, smart man to this family. Three states and five affiliates at our disposal here on the Jerry Miller Show. We start open-ended, Mr. Coleman. It's a glitch or hitch in the delivery. The question is this. Why has that hitch not been corrected a year and a half into Taylor's career on the college level? And the second part of the question is that true or is that Beamer taking heat off of Steinspring?
Mike O'Kane was also on the Hokie Hotline last night, and he said, you know, as a quarterback's coach, he doesn't like to mess with quarterback deliveries during a quarterback competition or during the middle of the season because that could just really mess things up even more. You're taking the quarterback out of his comfort level. That's one of the things he likes to work on during a redshirt year or during spring practice when there's not a competition going on. And that's the main reason he wanted to redshirt Tyrod Taylor this year, so he could work on him with his mechanics because it'd be better for Taylor for his long-term potential. Obviously, I think that's something that they're really going to work on this coming spring, and it's going to be a critical, it's going to be a very critical year for Tyrod Taylor's development. As far as Frank Beamer and Brian Steinspring, I think Beamer is trying to take some heat off Steinspring. I think Beamer knows, and this is what I've heard, is that Virginia Tech, obviously fell behind on their offensive line recruiting, and Frank Beamer and his offensive coaching staff kind of disagreed on the types and numbers of offensive linemen to pursue, and ultimately Frank Beamer's way won out because he's the head coach. Obviously, that turned into the wrong direction to go. Virginia Tech was recruiting too many, big, fat, slow guys that just couldn't move on the offensive line, and, they didn't have a lot of depth. And there were other offensive coaches like Brian Steinspring and in the past, Kevin Rogers, I think, who wanted to go in a different direction. But I don't think Frank Beamer ever allowed that until Kurt Newsom got here as the offensive line coach, and the recruiting's picked up since he got here, but those guys are still young. So, yeah, I think Frank Beamer realizes that he's made some mistakes in recruiting personally that is really making Brian Steinspring look bad right now, and I think he is trying to take some of that heat off Steinspring.
Well, and maybe it's a chicken and an egg type of situation, and the reason I say that, Mr. Coleman, if it gets to the offensive line, if the offensive line is able to block, maybe Sean Glennon plays this season and not Tyrod Taylor. I'm going to throw that to you first. And the second part of the question was, if they do block, does Tyrod Taylor end up getting the redshirt this year and have Glennon go 12 games?
Yeah, I think that's a good possibility of that happening. It all starts up front on the offensive line. Now, obviously, there are also issues at receivers this year. And even when the offensive line is blocking well, guys just aren't getting open. I'm not as critical of the offensive line pass blocking as a lot of other people are, because I don't think Virginia Tech's passing game a lot of times is quick enough. It doesn't seem to be a lot of check down routes, a lot to tailbacks. And you just look around the country, and Wake Forest's offensive line isn't all that good, but Riley Skinner just gets the ball out of there so quickly, doesn't give himself a chance to get sacked. You know, then they might only complete a pass for a 2 or 3 yard gain, but, you know, that's better than a sack for a 4 yard loss, you know. But, you know, it's obvious right now the biggest strength of Tech's offense is Tyrod Taylor's legs, and it's going to continue that way for the rest of the season.
Our guest, guys, is Chris Coleman. He's a very smart man. He joins us on Tuesdays at top of Hour 2. Chris Coleman, folks, is the associate editor of TechSideline.com. I literally am on TechSideline.com 5 days a week to prepare for this program. We certainly appreciate his time. Mr. Coleman, if we have three freshman wide receivers against Boston College not drop passes, let's say they make the catch, let's say a couple of other wide receivers catch balls that they also drop, Tyrod Taylor is probably 15 of 27, 16 of 27, and likely Virginia Tech beats Boston College. In that scenario, are we even having this debate?
I think the debate will always be there. I think, you know, the debate was still going on, even after Tech beat Georgia Tech, even after Tech beat UNC. You know, I mean, a lot of people were happy. I was happy Virginia Tech won those games. But, you know, it was obvious this question was still there. You know, when is this offense going to get better? And it was obvious that at some point it would cost Virginia Tech a football game. I mean, the offense just isn't good enough for Virginia Tech to get through this season unscathed. That's clearly obvious at this point. That question was always going to be there. You know, it was just a question of which game was Virginia Tech going to lose, you know, and Boston College was a pretty bad matchup for Tech.
Do you see the coaching staff, I mean, are they catering to Tyrod Taylor's skill sets, or are they not featuring what he does well on the football field?
You know, I think that he's in there, and, you know, I think they're telling him to run a lot. If he doesn't feel comfortable in the passing game, then they're telling him just to pull it down and run, because, you know, that's better. Anything's better than an interception. You know, Virginia Tech is number one in the country in turnover margin right now, and that's pretty much why they're 5-2. It's almost a shock that they didn't win the game against Boston College. 5-1 in the turnover margin, and your defense scores 14 points, and you still lose. I mean, that's insane. You know, right now, Taylor's strength is running the football, and they're giving him an opportunity to run it, obviously, and he's taking opportunities to run it, and it's going to have to continue to be that way. What you will notice is you don't see Taylor running up the middle of the field a whole lot. He's always going towards that sideline. You know, if he gets hurt this year, then if you think the offense is ugly now, then you haven't seen anything yet. You know, I like Sean Glennon quite a bit, but he's just not a fit in this offense, you know, with no receivers able to get open.
Guys, we have three states and five affiliates at our disposal. It's the Jerry Miller Show. On Tuesdays, we welcome Chris Coleman, a smart man, to the program, the associate editor of TechSideline.com. Mr. Coleman, take the role of a troubleshooter. How do you fix this problem? Is it the option? Is it getting Tyrod Taylor in space on the edge more? Is it the shovel pass? Troubleshoot the problem.
You know, I personally would like to get Tyrod Taylor on the edge a little bit more, particularly against a team like Florida State, who plays a lot of man-to-man. They're very aggressive. You know, I would also like to see, now, you know, I don't know how much of this is possible. I don't study film like the Tech coaches. I don't know the personnel like the Tech coaches. I'd like to mix in a little more screen, maybe against Florida State, and you know, try to get him out of that aggressive blitz, which I'm sure they're going to bring against Virginia Tech. But yeah, you know, I would kind of like to get Tyrod Taylor out on the edge. You know, one of the things Mike O'Kane was talking about last night was, you know, when the offensive line gets pushed back into Taylor's face, he has trouble seeing over the middle of the field. You know, he can read a defense, but sometimes he just can't see because he's only 6 feet tall. So, you know, O'Kane talked about widening the offensive line splits to get him some passing windows, and that's certainly one thing you can do. But also you can get him outside the pocket a little bit and drag some right wide receivers and tight ends across with him. You know, that's another way. But ultimately, I think the main thing, the only thing that can fix this offense is time. I'm telling you, you know, whether Brian Steinspring or, you know, Norm Chow was Tech's offensive coordinator this year, Virginia Tech's offense was going to struggle this year with three freshman wide receivers and a true sophomore quarterback that you know, in all fairness, has not been given a proper chance to develop because he has not been able to take a redshirt year. He's been in a quarterback competition his entire career. You know, if you look in the NFL, guys that get thrown right into the fire a lot of times don't succeed at quarterback. You know, Matt Leinart, Vince Young, whereas you look at a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who got to sit for about 3 years behind Brett Favre, gradually learn the system, work on his technique, he's been able to come in and play really well, and Tyrod Taylor hasn't had that benefit.
Heath Shuler is also ammunition for Chris Coleman's fire at Washington, guys, where Tony Romo sat on the bench and learned the system, and now he's an impact player. Chris Coleman, our guest, a smart man of TechSideline.com, joining us here on the Jerry Miller Show. We'll pick up the pace and tempo in a second. You got plenty of time to answer this question, Mr. Coleman. Do you think the offensive line is athletic enough to get into space, to pull, to get on the edge, to block for Tyrod?
Yeah, you know, I think they are, actually. I think Sergio Render's a very talented guard. Ryan Schumann has actually shown pretty good ability in the past when he's pulling from the center position. I think Blake DeChristopher is an athletic offensive tackle. He's under 300 pounds. You know, even Nick Marshman is a guy last year. One of the highlights of the year last year, in my opinion, was when he got it out in space and pulled and just flattened that Derek Nicholson of Florida State, the middle linebacker. I don't think Nicholson had any idea that Marshman could move like that. And obviously Ed Wang, being a former tight end, he can move. So, yeah, I don't think athleticism is a problem for this Tech offensive line at all.
We got about 40 seconds left, Mr. Coleman. Is Florida State at Tallahassee the toughest matchup Virginia Tech has had this season?
You know, I would make an argument for either Boston College or Florida State. I would actually might say Florida State first because of those two defensive tackles and Virginia Tech just not being able to run the ball at all. Florida State's a lot smaller. They are faster. They're probably not as disciplined defensively as Boston College is. But, you know, they play a straight-up man-to-man defense, which Tyrod Taylor, you know, has a lot of success with. You know, had a lot of success against Nebraska when they were in some man-to-man, you know, running the football. Had a big game on the ground against Florida State last year when they were in man-to-man. So it takes a little bit of pressure off reading defenses and things like that. But at the same time, you know, they've got that awesome athletic ability. I don't think it's quite a bad matchup as Boston College was from that standpoint, but at the same time, you're playing in a much tougher place to play. The defenders are a lot faster, but I think Tech will play better this week against Florida State. I just have my doubts whether it will be enough to win.
In 15 seconds, do they win or lose? I'm sorry to ask you that question. It's a tough one.
Based on what I've seen, I've got to go with a loss this weekend. You know, it's one of those things where I'm going to have to see it from the offense before I can believe it.
Mr. Coleman, guys, smart people, TechSideline.com. Go to the website right now. I'm on it at least 5 days a week to prepare for this program. Chris Coleman joins us on Tuesdays here on the Jerry Miller Show. Mr. Coleman, thank you very much, sir.
You bet, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Good guy. Knows his Hokie football inside and out. It will continue to be the thesis of this program. How do you fix it? How do you troubleshoot it? What do you do against Florida State? Mr. Coleman, who I respect tremendously, just told you arguably the toughest matchup the Hokies will have all season long. Folks, if you lose this football game, and I can't believe I'm saying this, and you're Virginia Tech, Virginia, if they beat Georgia Tech, is very much in the Coastal Division race. It's the Jerry Miller Show.